Tidbits Pod 24.
The following takes place between midnight and 1 a.m. on the day of the California presidential primary. Events occur in real time.
Afternoon chums, out in Kingswood today, and it is well nice. I don't know if you can hear, but the birds are out. It's all very bloody pleasant if you need a little bit of feedback. But yeah, as promised, the ground is a little bit boggy, so we might get a bit of stodge there. But overall, yeah, fucking well nice. Anyway, we were gonna talk about music last time, weren't we? But yeah, that episode literally got bogged down in bog chat, so I'm glad that's all come to some kind of fruition. But yeah, speaking of music, do you actually still look at the music charts or tune in for the countdown and shit? Apart from, well, at Christmases, I don't think I've checked music charts for years, really. It's all moods now, isn't it? So it's all that now, isn't it? MC Hammer shit. It's for the stodge, get that wallop. But yeah, like, it's no one's searching rock and roll, do they? You know, hey guys, do you want to come to my house and we'll listen to some rock and roll? Put some gel in our quiffs. it's more kind of like, oh, what the hell is going on? Ah, lost dog. Blood fire. But yeah, it's like, instead of, I don't know, rock and roll kids, you've got the little trendy ones going like, Gussie, what do you want to listen to? Gussie? Augusta? Gussie Bear? What music should I play? And then she'd be like, I don't know, like, something chill. Hey Google, play something chill for me and my girlfriend Gussie. You know, it's like, people don't know what they're actually listening to, do they? As long as it's chill, that's all that matters. But Alexa, play some chill music. I just imagine now all the people that have those machines. Does that actually work if I say it? Whatever. Hey Google, read aloud my internet history. Alexa, turn off the fridge. Oh, I just realised in my power. But yeah, what was on about? Music genres, right? Back in the day, people just like sort of, well, they'd go 10 toes into like just one thing, wouldn't they? Just one subcategory, choose your team, and then you off you go. Like, if you were a goth, you'd look like a goth and shit, wouldn't you? Like, screw you, mum and dad, yeah, I'm a goth. It's like that Bill Bailey thing, isn't it? Like, when he goes, pick me up from school. You attended all my sporting functions. You bought me a car. You gave me use of a credit card. But how can I feel pain? How can I feel pain? How can I feel pain when you're being so supportive? That sums up those kids, didn't it? But God, if you don't know what I'm on about there, look up Bill Bailey Part Troll. Seminal, essential viewing, that is. What a ledge. But yeah, if you're a goth, you'd buy all the kit, wouldn't you? You'd have the shoes, the makeup, you know, the sad face and shit. And you'd be like, yeah, screw you, society, man. I'm not going to conform, man. This is the only voice I can do. But yeah, I'm still going to buy my black clothes and pins and stuff, man. Otherwise, I'm not going to get accepted by my goth friends. But Yeah, not just having a go at the Goths. Every group tried to subvert in their own way, didn't they? Like, you know, getting your Nike trainers, or Nike trainers, there's the debate. I'm a skater, man. Screw you, society. I need to buy these 100-pound jeans so I can rebel more. I mean, overall, though, that's better, though, isn't it? Is that better? Like little die-hard pockets of music fans? Well, it's easier for people to sort of find their mates in that, isn't it? You just go to who's dressed like you. But then again, probably not, though, is it? Because that's where it all escalates, doesn't it? Like all those little separate groups and shit, and then you get the conflict and whatever. So I guess then it's a question of, do you go in a group and risk the conflict, or do you homogenize and become boring? Like, I think this is the start of a little theory here, isn't it? Like, it's, or even a theory, or something I should be scrawling in shit on a toilet wall somewhere. Yeah, here's the theory. Like, get rid of category, not only in music, get rid of category and you get rid of conflict, didn't you? So whenever people ask about what music I like, I mean, I always say this same fucking boring sentence. I'm like, this is my impression of me. I'm like really interesting because I don't have a favourite genre. I know what I like, and I mean, that could be metal one day, and it could just be chill music another day. Whatever I like, really, it changes depending on what I'm doing or my mood. But I mean, I'm sure I've said that exact sentence like about 100 times before or whatever. It's just not as cool as going like, I like jazz, man. And if you don't like jazz, you're a fucking turkey. You're a jive turkey, daddy-o. You dig? I want to be one of those kids. Like, just out and out one thing. But, yeah, choosing. Who knows? Is there room for Bewitched and, oh yeah, I like everything, but I just don't like Slipknot. God, God, that's a boring thing to say. But yeah, and I do like Slipknot. But back to the theory, right? If there are no separate categories, then you get rid of conflict, don't you? Like, wouldn't it be easier to not have the need to put everyone in a box? Like, there's no, hey, they're a boomer, she's a woman, he's a Buddhist, she's a Gen Z, they're Canadian. What a party that would be. But yeah, any category, get rid of it and just have one big group. No countries, age brackets, genders, religions, punks. Like, and then you've got no friction. And of course, it's one fucking boring, homogenous lump. But the world would be nicer, wouldn't it? So, have I just stumbled across a template for world peace? Or, it's just the lyrics to Imagine, isn't it? Fucking hell. Like, Jack Tidball. Oh, what an original thinker. Like, I thought I was coming up with theories and shit there. But essentially, it's all been said better and more succinctly in Imagine. And then that's probably derivative of some other sort of Eastern philosophies or whatever. But fucking hell. Right. In a world where you can be anything, anything at all, be derivative of John Lennon on your own little sad little podcast in the woods. Fucking hell, right. I figured baby, like those figs. Now, I finished Shuggy Bane the other day, which, well, change of mood, but it's fucking brilliant book. Like, forgot to mention my mate Rob, who recommended it, and well, he also recommended all the Margaret stuff, so loves a bleak book, that boy, but he knows a good one. And yeah, I'm reading one now called Oryx and Crake, which at the beginning it was a bit weird, a bit hard to get into, but now properly hooked in, so loving that. But yeah, Shuggy Bane, I think last time I was definitely right to describe it as intense. You know, that's my word for these things. So there's definitely some very intense bits, and I do regret clipping out that little bit about Shuggy nearly shitting himself, but you know, I still stand by it. Like, I still think it's funny out of context. But yeah, spoke to my mate Jeff yesterday. We were talking about stories about like when we nearly shit ourselves or when we actually shit ourselves. So good times. Hello, Jeffrey, if you're listening. What a shout out that is. But yeah, she'll never hear this, so that's all good. But yeah, let's get back to music stuff. I mean, as you can tell by the weekly playlists, I'm definitely one of those boring fucks that likes to sort of span the genres. So I'm not going to go into them too much. So instead of genre chat, I'm thinking, yeah, I can't decide on a favourite genre, but I do have a little recommendation for you. So what you want to do, load up Google, get it ready. Like, when this podcast is finished, then you go on there, and I've got two experiments for you, and then you can sort of go off on your own from there. So the first one, get up the instrumental version of Turn the Page, like the first track on Original Pirate Material, but just the instrumental version. Mental! And get that on YouTube, and then click on the little settings thing in the corner, and go to playback speed and click 0.75 and give that a spin. And oh man, it's fucking cool. So you get yourself a little chopped and screwed version. Like, I can't describe it, just do it. Like, play that on 0.75 speed, you'll have a lovely time, it's bloody good. And yeah, and if you speed it up to 1.25, it sort of sounds like a bit drum and bassy, and then well, and then two times it sort of goes into a little jig, like it's weird, but yeah, enjoy that. And then another one that's fun to fuck around with is Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. Like, if you put that on 1.5 speed, then yeah, you're gonna have a lovely time. Like, you've ding 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 de ling de ding 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 de ling de ding. Yeah, it's good, but yeah, you're gonna have a nice time. So do that and tell me what other songs you want to change the speeds of and fucking hell, because that's all I do with my time now. But yeah, you know what I've been doing? I do recently, like what I've been doing, I just pick one of the greats and then just listen through to their entire catalogue. Like, you know, Argos, that's a great catalogue. No, I mean like Bowie, you know, fucking brilliant. And like, what you do is pick someone era defining like Bowie, you know, that spans the decades, Bob Dylan or whatever, and then like you play their exact catalogue through as it comes in order. Like, you don't go for the favourite album first or whatever. Like, that's how. So I didn't like Bob Dylan for ages. Like, the harmonica was annoying. Saying that, I've got a little harmonica in my pocket. No, fucking hell, I can't play it, but got that in a Christmas cracker, very posh one. But anyway, yeah, I didn't like Bob Dylan for ages, but then listening to all the albums in a row made me really like the early stuff. I'm still struggling with the later, but whatever, still got time to learn, to grow, to become a proper, fully fledged Dylan fan. Dylan Flan. Delicious. But yeah, because did they change because of the time, or did the time change because of them, man? You're a good podcast to follow, actually, if you want music recommendations, is Off the Beaten Track with Stu Whiffen. I heard that through Distraction Pieces, and yeah, every single episode of that, like, they get quality guests for one, but then they'll get, every single time, I guarantee that there's going to be at least one tune that they chat about that you'll look up and then go, fucking hell, this is class. And then, you know, you open up your own little wormhole and go into it and stuff. It's like, it's a bit like Desert Island Discs, but it's more focused on the music rather than the guests. So it's got stuff like, what's your favourite song intro and stuff, and then they discuss what the best is and all that. And But it's still got stuff about their guest, obviously, but it's more about the music than Desert Island Discs. Desert Island Discs, obviously, is another good one. If you've never heard of that, like, that's a definite thing. That's like an institution. So get involved with Desert Island Discs. I think my favourite is Tom Hanks, but maybe I just love Tom Hanks. The three-track podcasts with Gabriel Abulu, like, he's a ledge. And whilst from the subject of music podcasts, Gabriel, I mean, he's like an encyclopedia. You'll be listening to that podcast, you're like, they could mention anything, and you'll go like, yeah, their second album in this era. And he, wasn't he wearing that hat when he did the stage show for that tour? And you're like, what the fuck? So, amazing. Soundtracking with Edith Bowman, that's a good one. I put that one before bed. It's a nice sort of soothing. No, not like that. It's like just really nice and calming. She's got a nice voice. Talib Kweli's podcast, he gets good guests, as does Questlove, the Popcast. That's a good one for you more. Like, that was what got me into Carly Rae Jepsen, that and my mate Teresa. That was like the pincer movement. I thought, I'm actually going to give him a chance. So, yeah, the Popcast is good. The Horn Section, that's not really chatting about music. They make little funny songs and stuff, but that's like next level good. Tiny Desk Concerts, Nothing Is Real, the Beatles podcast. Give that a go. Okay, what the hell is going on here? I'm just listening podcasts now. But right, so before I go, actually, speaking of music, as we are, friend of the show, PTM, has a new track. Well, it's called Better Days. If you want to hear more from that guy, go back to episode 18 of Tidbits Pod. Had him on, we had a chat, that was nice. But give his new track a spin, show some love, whatever. Yeah, also, it did come out a while back, but I haven't mentioned it on here yet, is Tara Cesna's new one. So T-E-R-R-A, new word, C-E-S-S-N-A. That's my mate Gillies, and it's called Ghost System Crash. So give that a spin as well. And tell Sam Gillies that you love him. Because, well, you don't know him yet, but my God, what a guy. But anyway, yeah, guess what? Damasi Caballeros, ladies and gents, apparently we're popular in Honduras. I got a spurious email from a fella the other day, like the head of a Apple Analytics thing, and apparently Tidbits Pod got to number 10 on the Honduran iTunes comedy chart, and then number 1 in a more sort of specific comedy category. Blatantly, it's just a glitch in the matrix or something, but if it's actually true, what the hell? So, tell you what this is. It's just a payoff for the constant, relentless pandering to the Honduran listener, isn't it? So, like, as of now, walking through the woods, I am dressed as a Honduran panda. So I'm pandering to the Honduran listeners. And, I'm a big blue and white panda. Horizontal stripes. 5 stars on the belly. Hola, Honduras. Gracias para escuchar. Soy muy feliz que esté disfrutar. No, que esté disfrutando de esta podcast. Is there a Spanish word for podcast? I hope that made sense. Bit of Duolingo amateur hour there, but you know what I'm more worried about? Did I get the flag wrong? That's going to be the thing. I just described the Nicaraguan flag or something, and off they'll pop. But anyway, true or not, it was nice to get, you know, nice being told I got on a chart, so subscribe and stuff like that, and maybe we can genuinely make it happen someday. So if you're not listening on Apple Podcasts, going over there and clicking on the 5-star review thing would make my day. Most of the written reviews so far are from my mates, as are all of the emails, but I sort of Yeah, I recognise a lot in there. So you'll see Chip and JT, Little Jimmy Thompson. Yeah, they've written reviews. But there is one, I mean, maybe it's from a pal. It's got to be. But they're called Bazinga Panda, which maybe they're Bazinga pandering. I'm the only panda in this forest, son. or daughter. Do you say that in passing? All right, daughter. Bit weird, isn't it? As is son. But yeah, I don't know who you are, but thank you very much, Bazinga Panda, for getting involved, because that was early doors as well, so I never did give you the thanks. Like, I've only been looking through the last few days, like, since old Carlos messaged. But yeah, the biggest legend of all is you, the listener. Everyone says that on their podcast, don't they? Like, yeah, thanks for this guy for cutting off his leg. Thanks for this guy for a kidney. And most of all, thanks to my listeners. But now I do get it, because you are the most important thing. So, yeah, like, if you do want to contact the show, the email is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. If you are, you know, if you are a new listener or whatever, or if you don't know me personally, get involved as well. Do not be shy. All I'm going to do is read out your email and maybe put a little side note in where you love me and you want to have sex with me and I'm spilling your secret. That's the format. But yeah, there's always some good stuff from them, so it's nice to get emails come through, stuff to talk about. But yeah, in the notes there's also a link to the weekly Spotify list that I make. Like, so if you do like a mix of genres, like, yeah, give them a go. You're going to have a nice time. And, yeah, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure. And I'll chat to y'all on the flip side. What a cool sign off. I'm not the